So thank you for coming to the presentation today. Today I'm going to talk about the feasibility of implementing a community-wide initiative that focused on obesity prevention. And I think you'll see a lot of common themes with the other presenters. So just to jump into it, I'd like to thank my co-authors for this project. I'd also like to acknowledge the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which provided funding for the project, and to state that the views presented in this presentation are my own and not necessarily representative of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I don't have any relationships to disclose, and due to the parade, I have to leave right after the presentation so I can catch my flight. Wish me luck. So if you have any questions that we can't address during the time, I've left my cards and feel free to contact me at a later date. So just to jump right in, we know that obesity is a problem both for adults and children across the U.S., and this is also true in Douglas County, Nebraska, where I live. From this chart, you can see that basically well over half of the adults in Douglas County are either overweight or obese. About 37% of the adult population is not. Our data for children in Douglas County isn't as good, but we know that it's also a significant problem for children. And these trends have been relatively stable for the past several years. So this is quite a concern for those in public health and other disciplines within Douglas County. And in response to this ongoing problem of being overweight and obesity in Douglas County, an organization called Live Well Omaha was developed several years ago. And Live Well Omaha has both individual and organizational members. So organizational members typically come from the large healthcare organizations, companies like Gallup, who does a lot of the polling, Union Pacific Railroad, kind of a wide variety of organizational partners who have an interest in health and promoting health in the community and among their employees. The goal of Live Well Omaha really is to cultivate a physical and cultural environment that encourages everyone in Omaha and Douglas County to make the healthy choice at any time, in any place, every time. So it's this idea that we hear more about of making the healthy choice the easy choice. That's really the focus. And I will say that Douglas County, the major city that comprises Douglas County is Omaha. There are a few other smaller cities within Douglas County, and there are over 500,000 residents in the county, just to give you some perspective on the population we're dealing with. And it's important to note that Live Well Omaha collaborates pretty extensively with the Douglas County Health Department on projects and grants. So as I've already mentioned, Live Well Omaha has a lot of community partners, a lot of organizations that they work with that serve on their board even. But beyond that, they're also working with the Douglas County Health Department, who has their own partners in Douglas County and across the state of Nebraska. So that partnership has really laid the foundation for the project I'm going to talk about today and other grants and projects in the community. So a few years ago, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention put out the grant RFA for communities putting prevention to work. And Douglas County was funded through the Health Department and in collaboration with Live Well Omaha. So this provided 2 years of funding to implement evidence-based environmental change obesity prevention strategies. So the CDC was very interested in evidence-based practice related to making the healthy choice the easy choice, less focused on programmatic activities. And the grant application process included, the CDC had put out a list of possible strategies that communities could employ. So as they developed their grant application, they chose from this list of evidence-based strategies, all focused on policy and environmental change. So as you can imagine, when you have a lot of partners and a lot of possibilities, there's an interesting selection process that can occur. So to kind of manage this and best determine what the community should focus on in terms of the grant application, the Douglas County Health Department and Live Well Omaha convened really a large group of stakeholders. So some of the businesses that are organizational members of Live Well Omaha, partners in the community that have been working on these issues, really anyone interested in the area of obesity. And as I mentioned, there was a list of what I would call approved interventions, and I use the term intervention loosely since, as I mentioned, these are more policy and environmental change strategies. But the CDC had very clear guidelines of what they would and would not accept for the grant. And since there were so many partners brought to the table and so many possible interventions, there were several meetings prior to submitting the grant application, pretty extensive negotiations in terms of which intervention strategies should be included in the grant. And as you can imagine, that can be a difficult process because this is funding, and agencies who are doing this work want to be rewarded with funding and want to be able to implement the things that they really believe in. So the Douglas County Health Department in particular had to kind of negotiate some of those demands and needs of the community to pick what they felt were the right strategies. And ultimately, the strategies were chosen based on community needs, first and foremost, but also capacity to implement the interventions. So some, as you can imagine, some things were already going on in the community. And so through the grant process, it was decided that some of those strategies should be expanded. There were a few new strategies added on, but the idea was that the community wanted to build on the successes that were already there and the capacity that was already there. So due to time limitations, I'm going to talk about the intervention strategies that were selected and highlight a few key successes at the same time, just to give you an idea of what was actually done in the community. I'm on the program evaluation team, and my program evaluation partner, Hung Mei Wong, gave a presentation yesterday where she detailed some of the more specific outcomes. So if you're interested in that, I could certainly send that on to you. So this is a little more general. First and foremost, and I'll start from kind of the broad interventions to the more specific. One of the aims of the grant was to revise the transportation element of the city master plan with the idea that if we can encourage people to walk or to bike to work or to just basically engage in more active transportation, that could reduce obesity in Omaha and Douglas County. And the success that was achieved was over the two-year period, the transportation element was actually revised to promote more active transportation. And that plan was approved several months ago. There was kind of a community celebration to highlight that success. So now it will be interesting to see how that new plan is implemented, and that will be the next stage. Aside from the transportation master plan revisions, there also was a media campaign called City at Risk, and this occurred over the two-year period. And the City at Risk campaign focused on comparing Omaha to other major cities in terms of health outcomes. The bottom line is that in Omaha, we're pretty low on the list in terms of health. And so that was really the idea behind this. And the second phase of the campaign was trying to get people motivated to engage in the discussion about health issues, particularly obesity, and become more involved and advocate for positive changes in the community. So one of the highlights of that is that it substantially increased awareness of Live Well Omaha, which isn't as flashy as behavior change, but on the other hand, if more people become interested in the issue and advocate for healthier communities, a lot of progress can be made. Additionally, there was a Share the Road campaign, and that included the installation of numerous signs helping bicyclists and pedestrians find their way to the trail system in the community and other ways to safely get around the community. There also were Share the Road signs, which encouraged motorists to share the road with bicyclists and pedestrians, and also a Share the Road media campaign, just to make people more aware of the need to share the road. There also was a campus cycling program, and that was within four of the colleges in Douglas County. Basically, they adopted a policy that included having a cycling center, a bike library where students could check out bikes, and bike safety education. So that was kind of another initiative. There are nine total. One that we're continuing to work pretty extensively on is Partners for a Healthy City. This focused on recruiting many organizations, ultimately 390, to implement at least one health-related policy. And the policies were things like only providing water at meetings, or with our church partners, encouraging bringing healthy foods to church dinners, things of that nature. And the types of partners that are included in this initiative are hospital partners, so physicians' offices, different nonprofits and organizations, as I mentioned, faith-based organizations. So kind of a broad spectrum of the community was involved in this. And all of the policies that they were asked to implement were focused either on healthy eating or on physical activity. Additionally, we had a healthy neighborhood stores project. Sometimes this is referred to as healthy corner stores in the literature. And as a result of this, it was possible to get healthy food options in 8 corner stores that typically really didn't have those options to begin with the idea of increasing availability and access to healthy foods. All of the healthy stores were in areas of town that had what are sometimes described as food deserts, so definitely an absence of healthy foods in those areas. There was an extensive mapping process that occurred to identify those stores. And then once that was done, they were selected based on their perceived readiness to really fully engage and get healthier options into their stores. We also have a Safe Routes to School program. This was something that already existed before CPPW, but was expanded with the grant funds. This included having 60 biking and walking routes identified for 17 schools, and there were signs placed around the community to help people identify those walking routes to encourage students to either walk or bike to school. There also was a farm to school school gardens project. Basically, 5 of the 7 school districts in Douglas County increased their commitment to purchase local food when it was possible. And I know my son goes to one of those schools, and I see on the little menu each month that they highlight which foods are the local food, so I see it in action. And also 51 garden beds were installed at 6 schools. And these projects really focus on getting youth, well, basically increasing access to healthy foods and local foods, but also getting children engaged and understanding about healthy foods and encouraging them to try different things. Last but not least, there's an after-school program, Moving After School. And this was implemented in 38 after-school programs. And again, it focused on policies. So to participate in the program, after-school directors primarily had to agree to promote policies to increase physical activity. There were specific requirements for physical activity, and decrease sugar-sweetened beverage consumption by often banning those sugar-sweetened beverages in the after-school programs. If the after-school programs did that, they received some incentives that could facilitate physical activity and health behaviors, like WeFits. Some of the other successes, I think given the broad scope of this project, just the fact that the interventions were implemented as they were planned is pretty much a success in and of itself. Typically speaking, nearly all of the short-term goals were either met or exceeded. And I think it's also important to note that the partnerships were sustained over the 2-year period. So there were ups and downs in the project. Some things didn't go as planned. There were delays. There were things that had to be worked out, basically. But they were, and I think part of that was through regular communication with monthly meetings where all of the partner organizations involved in the project would get together and discuss their successes and challenges. So it was an open forum. It wasn't a culture of failure. There's a challenge. How can we resolve that challenge? And also the intervention group submitted monthly progress reports, which from the evaluation side helped us really understand where things were maybe going wrong or where they were successful and what could be done to kind of increase the positive changes. The challenges, I think, with this type of project are just coordinating the planning and implementation to ensure that the interventions really are targeted and they really reach the intended populations. So I think a criticism of the project could be that we had so much going on and so many partners, but maybe everything wasn't happening in exactly the same area. So that's something that as a community we're trying to focus more effort on moving forward to make sure that We have a lot of things going on, but they're all targeting the right people at the right time. So that's something I would say I think is important for other initiatives of this nature. Additionally, there were many moving parts, so to speak, to manage, the nine different groups. Each group kind of had its own leader, and then they all reported back to Livewell Omaha and the Douglas County Health Department. So I think from the health department side of things, having staff dedicated to kind of managing this whole grant process was critical, because they could keep things on track if they were falling off track. Whereas if they hadn't had someone dedicated, the health department has a lot of other responsibilities, as some of you may know or could imagine. And I think it would have been very difficult to make sure that everything was moving on track on the right schedule. In terms of the characteristics that I think facilitated some success with this project, first and foremost, community readiness. You hear about it a lot, but you really can't underestimate how important that is. I think overall the project built on existing strengths and existing partnerships, wide partnerships across the community, across sectors. And also I think a part of community readiness is having realistic goals. Sure, we'd like to decrease obesity rates substantially in 1 year, but it's a long process and it involves a lot of different things coming together to promote that. And as a community, we understood that, but we're ready to take the step toward working toward it. I think engaging diverse stakeholders was also very key for this project. So as I mentioned, Livewell Omaha and the Douglas County Health Department already had partners. New partners were brought in to kind of represent different areas of town that maybe were underrepresented previously in these partnerships. So I think that was crucial. Also, from the evaluation side, continually monitoring progress, I already kind of talked about that a little bit, but I wanted to add that I think that having the existing kind of foundation of relationships and the infrastructure really helped with the monitoring. People already knew the University of Nebraska Medical Center where I work. People know Livewell Omaha and the Douglas County Health Department, so they were less hesitant to report to them monthly and share that information. Whereas if those positive relationships didn't exist, I can see how communities might have a big struggle sharing information among groups and back with the grant partners. And I think another characteristic that facilitated success was using evidence-based strategies, but using them in a community-relevant way. So a lot of work went into deciding where to implement things or with what population, what interventions to implement, how to implement them to best reach the target population. So all of those things came into play as well. And I just wanted to spend a minute talking about sustainability. So we tried to embed the activities within existing organizations or existing projects so that they would be sustainable. So for example, some of the project directors, by and large, they don't work for the health department, they don't work for Livewell Omaha. They work for another organization that's interested in these topics. And I think that's an important point, because when the grant funds end, as we all know, sometimes positions fall through. But if you already have a connection with another organization, there's more of a chance that they'll try to find funding for your position. And it's also important to note that we're continuing to implement many of these interventions through the Community Transformation Grant Initiative. Our community was awarded the 5-year Community Transformation Grant, and it started a year ago. So a lot of these activities are continuing through that. And I'd also like to note, a lot of the activities don't necessarily need a lot of funding to be implemented, such as the Partners for a Healthy City, getting organizations to adopt policies. So I think we have about 1 minute for questions, if anyone has any questions. And again, I left my cards up here, and you can contact me at a later date if you would like. How do we get them to?
Yeah, I mean, usually
I'm motivated
to sell what
to sell. True. So part of it had to do with readiness. So as I mentioned, we mapped out the areas that needed this intervention. And beyond that, the community conducted the NIMS assessment, nutrition, environment, missing the M, surveillance, basically that assesses how many healthy foods are available within a particular store. So we intentionally chose stores that had kind of a midpoint of healthy foods. The score could range, I think, from 0 to 5. So we targeted stores that were about at a 3, where they clearly had some interest in providing those foods, but weren't taking it to the level that they could. So that was part of it. Part of it was narrowing it down to that group of 3 rating stores, and then meeting with them individually to assess if they were interested. And a lot of them had interest. They want to help the community. They want people to be healthier. It also involves presenting information about other corner store projects that had shown increases in sales or the ability to financially sustain these types of projects. So it was a combination of things, I would say. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
I think that's it. Thank you all.